snap. And the pass picked off by Howell. Takes it across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. Pick six. Andre Howell.
Last time Texans were in Jacksonville, that happened. Andre Howell with a pick six. The last three times the Texans have played Jacksonville, the defense has scored. There was a pick six by Kareem Jackson at the end of last season. J.J. Watt got a safety at the end of the 2014 season. Final segment here on Texans Extra Points with Mike Meltzer and Mark Vandermeer. Guys, it's that time of the show where we get into keys to a Texans victory. How do the Texans unlock a win tomorrow?
I would say, I'll be honest, I sent you guys keys to the game. I forgot what they were, so I'm going to create them because I believe in them. I think that if the Texans do not turn the ball over, then I think they're in very good shape for a win, which I know is sort of like, you know, standard cliche analysis, but I truly believe the Jaguars are a team that worries me a bit defensively with Jalen Ramsey, Telvin Smith, some of the guys that we've been talking about. And I do think with Dante Fowler and the guys coming off the edge, they do have a lot of potential that they have not reached so far this season. If the Texans play a clean game, especially the Brock Osweiler part, then you're going to force Jacksonville to put together a really good game offensively. And the Texans face Matt Stafford. He did not play very well against this defense, so I will take my chances with this defense against a struggling Blake Bortles.
I like it.
I think the Jags are going to run the ball. We'll get to defense in a moment. On offense, you want to get big chunk plays in this game. I think they have to get into that in the second half of the season. Where's the big play? Let's hit some. Will Fuller, obviously, with his injury situation, can't contribute. But when you have Hopkins, who has some long touchdown receptions in his career, and you saw one earlier that he had a nice throw to the end zone last year at Jacksonville, you need some of that. Let's get Hopkins involved, Miller involved. And when I look at the defense, you got to win on third down. I think the Jags will get their yards on the ground. Chris Ivory's real good, and they'll get Yeldon running, and Bortles will rush for some yards. But you got to win that third down stat big time, and this is where the defense comes into play against Bortles.
You talk about the run for Jacksonville. I think it's key tomorrow for the Texans. Keep up what you've been doing with Lamar Miller and Alfred Blue. Don't know how much we're going to see of Lamar Miller, but Alfred Blue, he's been averaging 5.67 yards per carry week three on, doing some nice things. He's had a run of 10 yards or more in every game since week three. So that's a chunk play. Yep. Not the one you're talking about, but that's a chunk play that can help.
It'll work.
Yeah, that'll work. So just pound it, chew up the clock, and Texans will run away with a victory, I think. That's what I'm calling.
All right.
That's not very controversial. Mark, Mike, thanks for coming on. Always fun with you guys. Thank you all for watching. We will be back next week, same time, same channel. Until then, go Texans.
Fires to the end zone, caught, touchdown at the one. Hand off Miller, right side, dives to the goal line after a hit, and it's a touchdown for Houston.